Thanks, Michael. Leading our news this morning, Prime Minister Tony Abbott has telephoned Indonesia's president to make a direct plea to spare the lives of two Australians in Bali. Final preparations are being made for the executions of Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran. Their families have gone on Indonesian television to make another impassioned plea for mercy. An Australian who travelled to Syria to join Kurdish fighters battling jihadists has been killed. The man has not been named, but the ABC has previously been told that former Australian soldier and Northern Territory Labor figure Matthew Gardner had joined the Kurds in Hasaka province. British police have expanded their inquiry into Sir Cliff Richard over claims that the singer sexually assaulted a young boy in the 1980s. It's been revealed police are now looking into more than one allegation. Officers raided the singer's home last August. Sir Cliff has denied any wrongdoing. Qantas is expected to show a return to profit when it releases its half-year results this morning. The airline is forecast to report a pre-tax profit of between $300 million and $350 million for the first 6 months of the financial year. That's a big turnaround from last year's record loss. And Australia's Food Standards Authority has defended its decision not to elevate the low risk rating for imported frozen berries in the wake of the hepatitis A outbreak. There are now 18 cases of hepatitis A linked to the berries from two processing plants in China.